Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Mark Barrs, campus chaplain at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. The New Testament reading for this Monday of Holy Week is from Hebrews 2, verses 1 through 18. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. For it was not to angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. It has been testified somewhere, "What is man, that you are mindful of him? Or the Son of Man, that you care for him? You made him a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. At present, we do not see everything in subjection to him, but we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, 'I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation I will sing your praise.' And again, 'I will put my trust in him.' And again, 'Behold, I and the children God has given me.' Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Lenten followers of Christ, we've just carried palms. We've shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the King who comes to save." For Jesus, who sets his face toward Jerusalem as he descends the Mount of Transfiguration, now enters the holy city. And this is what the writer to the Hebrews declares. Christ Jesus is the high priest who is crowned with glory and honor by his dying and rising. That's good news. That's the good news. But there is more good news for you and for me on this Monday of Holy Week. Today's reading from Hebrews 2 tells us that God's highest created creatures are not angels, but humankind, men and women, boys and girls, made for a little while lower than the angels. But this also describes Jesus. By his incarnation, the eternal Son of God humbled himself, sharing in our human flesh and blood. Christ was like his brothers and sisters in every respect, except for one. Though tempted in every way, Jesus never sinned. He lived a holy life, a faithful son, obedient to his Father. Why did Jesus do so? Why was this humiliation necessary? Because a promise, the very first promise of rescue, had to be kept. Jesus Christ is the long-awaited seed of the woman so that he can live and die and live again in our place. So Jesus becomes a merciful and faithful high priest. He is not a vindictive Annas or an unfaithful Caiaphas who reject the Messiah and condemn him to death. Jesus is a merciful and faithful high priest. Though Adam and Eve were seduced by serpent Satan's lie, "You will not surely die," Jesus must die. Christ offers his innocent life in our place as substitute and sacrifice at Golgotha. He goes to the cross so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death. By his suffering, our Lord Jesus tastes death for everyone, for you, for me, for all. And in Christ and through Christ, we are crowned with the glory of sins forgiven. We are blessed with the honor of sharing in a final and eternal resurrection. This is why Holy Week, this Passion Week, is so important. From Palm Sunday Hosannas to Resurrection Morning Alleluias, we follow Christ, rejoicing in the undeserved and extravagant gift of such a great salvation. For Jesus is not ashamed of us, but delights in calling us brothers and sisters who share his glory and his honor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that in the midst of our failures and weaknesses, we may be restored to the passion and intercession of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.